SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. More bloodshed in Haiti as gangs attacking two upscale neighborhoods in Port-au-Prince. That rampage left at least 12 people dead. Dozens more have been hurt. The Israeli government has agreed to send officials to Washington to discuss a possible military operation in the city of Rafah.
During a phone call with Israel's prime minister, President Biden asked for a team of Israeli officials to visit Washington in the coming days.
Prime minister agreed that he would send a team. Obviously, he has his own point of view on a Rafah operation, but he agreed that he would send a team to Washington.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the administration will use the meeting to express its concerns about the impact on civilians in Rafah if Israel carries out a major ground invasion. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Congress in a scramble this week to head off a potential federal government shutdown.
A partial government shutdown could occur this weekend if congressional and White House negotiators fail to quickly reach a deal on some key agency funding. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says that includes the Department of Homeland Security. Republicans are pushing for more money to step up border security. Immigration's a dominant issue in this election year, even if a funding agreement is reached soon. The earliest the House could vote would be on Thursday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Many Americans are anticipating the Federal Reserve's first cut of its benchmark interest rate this year, but the Fed likely to play it safe when they meet this week and keep the rate unchanged for the fifth straight time, signaling they still need more evidence inflation if returning to that 2% target. This is SRN News. Attacks on Israel and demonstrations supporting them on American college campuses will not end well for the perpetrators based on the Holy Scripture. That's also the view of filmmaker Tim Mahoney, best known for his Patterns of Evidence films. Mahoney recently attended a Nashville breakfast focusing on the October 7th attacks on Israeli citizens by Hamas terrorists.
And I was brought to tears because when you hear what has happened, this is an amazing attack that people are denying, and we need to stand with Israel. And why is that? God made a covenant with the nation of Israel at Mount Sinai. Nations that come against the nation of Israel are cursed. And we have to be careful here in America and around the world, because the nations that come against the Jewish people, I believe that is in play. That curse is in play.
And this is SRN News. Correspondent Norman Hall reporting on an agreement to keep a financially troubled magazine in operation.
Sports Illustrated will continue operations after the company that owns the brand agreed with a new publisher for the print and digital products of the 70-year-old magazine. Minute Media took over Monday after reaching a licensing agreement with Authentic Brands Group. Authentic announced in January that it was revoking the Arena Group's publishing license after Arena failed to make a quarterly payment. The status of writers and other producers is unclear. SI co-editor-in-chief Stephen Canella told employees in a memo to continue operating as if it were business as usual for now. I'm Norman Hall.
Wall Street getting off to a good start for the week. Monday, the Dow was up 75 points. S&P 500 ahead 32 and the NASDAQ up 130. More details at srnnews.com.